Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets retreated, failing to defend earlier gains as investors digested the Federal Reserve's latest monetary policy announcement and accompanying projections. The Dow is down 142 points, or 0.6%. Banks a notable drag. Goldman Sachs down 3.4%, while all of Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan Chase and Citigroup fell at least 2%. FedEx Corp fell 3.5% following the company's softer-than-expected fiscal third-quarter result posted after the close of the previous session. Broader S&P 500 fell 0.3%, while the Nasdaq held on to a 0.1% gain. The Federal Reserve concluded their two-day monetary policy meeting and left key interest rates unchanged as expected. However, the central bank downgraded its economic forecasts, with the updated quarterly economic projections weakening on all fronts compared to the forecast from December, with unemployment expected to be slightly higher this year, inflation edging down, and economic growth lower as well. Central Bank also said it plans to end its program of reducing the bonds it holds on its balance sheet in 6 months. Also in a major shift in its perspective, the Fed also now expects to raise borrowing costs only once more through 2021, and no longer anticipates the need to guard against inflation with restrictive monetary policy. Federal Reserve Jerome Powell said the economy was in a good place and said the central bank would still remain patient despite the Fed's renewed dovish tone. On the US-China trade front, President Trump told reporters that the US is not talking about removing tariffs. We're talking about leaving them for a substantial period of time because we have to make sure that if we do the deal with China, that China lives by the deal. President Trump also added that the trade talks are coming along nicely. European markets were weaker. Germany's DAX down 1.6%. Bayer tumbled 9.6% after a second US jury found the company's Roundup weed killer was a substantial factor in causing a man's cancer. BMW fell 5% after the automaker said it expected group pre-tax profit to fall by more than 10% in 2019 and announced a sweeping 12 billion euro cost savings and efficiency plan to help offset higher technology investment and currency costs. France's CAC fell 0.8%. European leaders are scheduled to meet in Brussels for a two-day meeting starting tonight Australian time, and Brexit will of course be the top issue. London's FTSE fell 0.5%. Prime Minister Theresa May overnight said she planned to ask for a short extension of Britain's plan to exit from the European Union in an effort to avoid a disorderly departure from the Europe's trade bloc. Prime Minister May said the UK will now not leave on time with the deal on the 29th of March and said that she is not prepared to delay any Brexit any further than the 30th of June. Separately, European Council President Donald Tusk has said he would consider a Brexit extension only if Prime Minister May can secure a positive vote on the withdrawal agreement. According to reports, Prime Minister May is set to travel to Brussels tonight, where she will discuss extension options. UK economic data, consumer price inflation rose 1.9% in February after a 1.8% rise in January. The Bank of England holds their latest monetary policy meeting tonight, while UK retail sales data is also due. Base metals were mostly firmer. Copper rose 0.6% to $294.43 a pound. Zinc rallied over 2% as inventories in London Metal Exchange warehouses hit fresh lows. Nickel rose 1.4%. Aluminium dipped 0.05%. Benchmark spot iron ore fell $2.93 or 3.4% to $84.30 a metric tonne. Indeed, there were sharp falls across the grades, with lower grade 58% fines down 4.9% at $69.50 a metric tonne. Gold futures fell $4.80 to $1,301.70 an ounce, but did trade higher in electronic trading shortly after the Federal Reserve release. Spot palladium also scaled a fresh record peak of $1,608 an ounce. Oil prices rallied, WTI settling 80 cents higher at $59.83 a barrel after topping US $60 a barrel for the first time since November last year. The April contract expired at the conclusion of the session. The new May front month contract touched a high of $60.28. Brent gained 89 cents to $68.50 a barrel. The latest official inventory data from the Energy Information Administration showed that US crude stockpiles dropped by 9.6 million barrels in the week through the 15th of March. The more dovish tone struck by the Fed pushed US Treasury yields sharply lower. US 10-year Treasury yields sank 7.7 basis points to 2.537%, their lowest level since January 2018. And the Australian dollar is a touch firmer, buying 71.17 US cents this morning ahead of the Australian Employment Report for February, which is due for release at 11:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.